Over the past decade or so, there's been an increase in invasive insects that are doing serious damage to trees and plants across Vermont. Now there's a new pest that's swiftly spreading across the state, and scientists are racing against time to learn more about the tiny worm that's feeding on the leaves of the state's beech trees. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
It's a beautiful spring morning at Jamaica State Park in southern Vermont. The West River is high after all the rain we've had, and Josh Hallman, who's with the Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation, traveled down here to check up on Vermont's latest invasive pest.
We are heading out on the river trail in the park, which is a trail, as the name suggests, goes right along the river.
Hallman is walking along the river trail looking for signs of beech leaf disease, which has exploded across southeastern Vermont, spreading from two towns in 2023 to more than 40 last year. Hallman stops at a young beech tree sapling just a few steps from the parking lot. The tree looks pretty healthy at first, but holding a leaf up to the sunlight, Hallman sees a sure sign of the infestation.
Oh wow, look right here. That's beech leaf disease right there.
Hallman points out darkened bands that run parallel to the leaf's veins. The dark area is actually hundreds of microscopic worms called nematodes that are munching on the cells of the leaf. It is not a good sign.
This is probably the pest that we are probably thinking about and trying to track more so than any other this season.
Hallman expects the disease to show up in a lot more towns this season. And it's just the latest invasive pest that forestry experts like Hallman are worried about. The emerald ash borer is expected to kill most of the ash trees in Vermont. And the hemlock woolly adelgid threatens hemlock trees, though the state has had some success in controlling its spread. Beech leaf disease is new to this country, and there's no widespread strategy for controlling the tiny worms responsible for it. Scientists don't know how the worms move around, whether it's through water or wind, or possibly by attaching themselves to animals. Hallman says over the next few decades, it's likely the pest will kill just about every beech tree in the state.
Yeah, it's sad, and it's alarming. But it's not like all hope is lost.
As Hallman and his staff search for signs of beech leaf disease, scientists around the country, including UVM Associate Professor Nick Aflito, are trying to learn more about the invasive pest.
You know, researchers from all over are gathering, sharing what they're finding. Like I said, we're in a very much a discovery phase with this disease. So it is kind of an all hands on deck in that sense, where we just have to try different things and figure out what's working.
Aflito is leading a project in the UVM Research Forest in Jericho that's trying to figure out what's attracting the nematodes to the beech leaves, using chemicals that give off smells of the beech tree buds. If Aflito can figure out which scents attract or repel the nematode, then it might be possible to better control how they move through the forest. Invasive insects most likely arrive in this country on wood products. Back in the countries where they originate, trees have developed natural ways to combat their spread. But when they arrive here, the trees have no way to combat the damage they can do. The disease will most likely continue to spread across the state, but Aflito says he and other researchers will continue working to try to help Vermont's forests adapt to the changes that humans are bringing on.
We're not going to stop invasive species from coming. And that's sort of the reality we live in. So I think we need to just figure out how we can bridge the gap to the new paradigm we're in.
The state has a website, vtinvasives.org, where the public can report outbreaks of beech leaf disease, and scientists and foresters expect the outbreak to grow this summer. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.